Sometimes we may like to talk about the end of something, right? Maybe you're ready to talk about the end of the semester. Maybe not necessarily ready for the finals that have to come before then. Sometimes there can be an excitement of knowing when the end is in sight, right? Maybe many of you will be having some Thanksgiving plans coming up. Maybe there will be Christmas plans. There will be excitement of arriving, right? Getting to the place or wherever you might be traveling, whether you're driving or flying or whatever it might be. Many times there can be an anticipation, an excitement for the end to happen. Maybe you've heard me say we're drawing to the end of our what we call liturgical year in the church. So next weekend, we celebrate the great feast of Christ the King, which is the last Sunday in ordinary time. With Advent, we begin the new liturgical year. So our church, appropriately, we speak about in the gospel, in the readings, the end times. So being able to draw out in the scriptures where God, where Jesus speaks to us of the end and when it will happen or how it will happen. Not necessarily when, but we do not, as we hear at the end of that gospel, that do not know the day or the time. But I think it's good to share just a couple things about the end times. Whether it's the end times, whether we call it the second coming of Christ, whether we call it the end of the world, or our own death. Right? When the end will come. I think it's great to recognize, to pull out from the scriptures today, especially the gospel, that Jesus does not want his disciples nor us to be surprised. So he tells his disciples, these particular things will be happening, just as you can be attentive to the fig tree when new leaves start forming, you know that springtime is here, summer is coming. God also wants us to be attentive and prepared and ready for whenever his second coming will happen. Or again, the end of the world, our death, just being attentive to those things. Hopefully there is a sense of an excitement. I think many times, not just to say due to Hollywood or movies or whatnot, but sometimes there's a lot of fear around the sense of the end times, or a lot of fear and anxiousness about our own death, or the final judgment, the end of time. But Jesus, and I think too, just for us, as hopefully there is an excitement for us to be able to be ready to encounter God, right? Not to kind of let go of the anxiousness of when it will happen, and to be able just to focus on what will be happening. Those who have lived a faithful Christian life will be able to encounter God and be welcomed into our heavenly homeland. And to be able to begin now to be excited about that arrival. Be excited about that meeting, about that gathering, of when it will happen. Maybe there's still two or three more legs of the flight that you have to go through. Maybe a few other nights that you'll have to stop before you reach your destination. But the excitement of when that judgment, of when that encounter will come. And of course, the way that we can let go of fear and anxiousness is by actually desiring to live our Christian life now. So a couple things. We as baptized Catholics are living in between Jesus' first coming when he came as a man and his second coming. How do we prepare for his second coming? What do we do during this time of waiting? And I would simply just like to say to you that we live out our Christian faith. We live out our Christian faith. The greatest gift that God gave to us to prepare for our second coming, for the end of the world, for his second coming, or the end of the world, was his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us hope. Jesus Christ gives us a direction, an opportunity of what to do till then, right? And maybe just to speak a little about, we have the corporal works of mercy, which some of you maybe have heard of, particular things that we as Christians should be doing or attentive in our own life, right? So things like feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, visiting those in prison, those who are sick, clothing those who do not have clothes, burying the dead. There's one I missed. Oh, taking care of travelers, I think, or strangers. Anyway, so particular things, works that we can be doing. I think sometimes service has a And also, too, something that we have to do is a punishment. You know, I have to serve, I have to clean my room, I have to do other things. And sometimes it also has a kind of a negative connotation. But the desire is that Jesus says, right, I came not to be served, but I came to serve, right? I came to serve and to care for others. So as we have been baptized, entered into the life of Christ, just as we heard in that second reading, we don't have to worry about offering sacrifices for our sins. That's already been done for us. We have the freedom to live a Christian life in this world that is passing away. And we don't live a Christian life to try, per se, to fix the world or change the world. These corporal works of mercy aren't given to us to fix, per se, or make things better. But they give us an opportunity to be Christ in the world. They give us an opportunity to care for others as Christ would care for them, to listen to others as Christ would listen to them. They give us an opportunity to see needs that other people have and for us to try to do something for those needs. They give us a freedom to enter into the messiness of this world that is passing away, this world that is plagued by sin and temptation. And even we, too, are still susceptible, fall into sin from time to time. Our church has given to us, as Christians, confession. We have beautiful opportunities for counseling, to be able to be healed, to be able to heal wounds of the past. We have the opportunity and the freedom to live a Christian life as we await God's coming, as we await the end of the world. So what does this hopefully look like for you? Maybe this week is just a great opportunity to see, am I actually living out my Christian life? Maybe some questions you could ask, am I afraid to live a Christian life? Great, I've been baptized, sure, I go to church on Sunday. I'm just going to wait until that day comes, whenever it will happen. But am I afraid if other people knew that I was a Christian or a Catholic? Is there a fear? Maybe I much rather live for this passing world. Maybe I much want to be involved in the things of this world more than in the Christian life, in a world, the kingdom of God that is not passing away. Are you more tied to this passing world than the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven? Are you still, in some sense, plagued by some of the sins that you've fallen into? Is your sinfulness your identity? Do you, in some sense, get caught up in the sins and the struggles and the wounds of your life that you're not able to see yourself as being able to live free of sin, or to at least be healed from the sins that you have committed? Seeing your sins as maybe part of your history, a part of your life, but it's not your identity as a son or daughter of God. So as we await God's kingdom, as we await his second coming, what a great opportunity that God has presented to us to be free to love others and to serve others as he has come to serve and to love others. Maybe take a few minutes this week to look up the corporal works of mercy on your phone, kind of see those seven. Maybe kind of go through them and see what are some things that I can do. Maybe simple things like feeding the hungry, bring a little bit of food to our food bank here. Maybe every time you go grocery shopping, you buy two or three extra things that you can bring to the food bank and just drop them off on your way home. Maybe you know a neighbor or somebody who's close to you who doesn't have enough to buy food, and maybe you can take them grocery shopping once or twice a semester and buy a few things for them. Maybe encouragement to challenge you a little bit. Don't just buy the things that are the cheapest or that you don't like. Buy the things that you like. Give or desire to serve or feed others with what you like. Kind of funny, I went to the grocery store to buy all my stuff in the bag the other day that had to be turned in today for the food drive. And as I was looking at things, you know, yeah, sometimes you look at prices, sometimes you look out the cheapest or the smallest. And I even kind of try to move myself out of the sense of, okay, what would I like to eat? What would I be excited? Buy those things. Give that stuff away, right? Maybe even two. If you're going through particular things to feed the naked or to give clothes, give the things that don't have holes in them. Maybe give your favorite clothes. Maybe give the things that you really like or excited about. Make that sacrifice if you desire to give those particular things away. Even two, caring for the sick, even caring for those who have died. Maybe as you go home Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe you have some family members who are in the nursing home who are sick. Or maybe they have dementia or Alzheimer's and they don't even know who you are. What a great opportunity just to spend a couple of minutes with them, to be present. Again, right, I said that corporal works of mercy aren't necessarily to fix the problems of the world, but it's an opportunity for us to live out our Christian life. The power of just a phone call of someone who has lost a loved one. Maybe someone whom you know lost a loved one in the last 6 months or year. Have you called them? Have you said, hey, I'm checking in on you? An opportunity to recognize people's suffering and to enter into it. And to listen to them and to serve them. So I hope that you, as we await the second coming, that we become excited that we have the opportunity to live a Christian life. That we have the opportunity to be Christ in this world as we await to receive Christ when he comes again or we pass from this world.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.